This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1002. Improve your pronunciation for common IELTS home questions.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What are native, natural answers for speaking Part 1 questions about your home? Find out today how to score Band 9 for these super common IELTS Part 1 questions.
Hey, how's it going? You know, before we recorded, guys, there were some loud sounds coming from Aubrey's home, and we're talking about home today. So, Aubrey, can you tell us what is going on in your home right now?
Oh, so my husband replaced a faucet in our upstairs bathroom for the tub. And we were so excited he did it. You know, we didn't have to pay for a plumber, but we realized he sort of did something wrong.
Oh,
and
no.
Water was leaking into the ceiling downstairs, right? So he had to cut a hole in the drywall, fix the pipes issue, and now we have someone like replacing the drywall. So it's probably more expensive to have the drywall repaired than it would have been to hire a plumber in the first place.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that frustrating?
Yes.
We like, oh man, cutting corners to save money can come right? back and just bite you on the tushy. Because you like try and save money and do stuff yourself. I do this totally. I always think I could do things myself. And then I did that with my dishwasher last year. And I like went through, I spent hours trying to fix it. And then I couldn't fix it and had to hire a plumber anyway. Like, anyway.
I hope at least you didn't cause a water leak that caused significant damage to your drywall. Maybe.
Wait, that's true. It could have been way worse.
Look on the bright side.
You know, guys, like this vocabulary about DIY home stuff would be so useful on the exam, guys. And I am like 99% sure that a lot of you listening do not know these terms like drywall. If you watch any how-to DIY videos on YouTube for like updating your home or fixing your home, that would be a great way to get some of this vocabulary. And there's also great reality shows out there where people fix up houses. If you watch a couple of those, you would get great vocabulary. Before we get to our sample Part 1 answers today, we want to remind you guys that tomorrow is your last chance to come to our web class.
Yes, you guys need to sign up if you haven't. There is still a little bit of space, allearsenglish.com/promotion. We would love to see you there. This is going to be a great one. If you work in English or might in the future, you're going to need that good vocabulary and the confidence to ask for a promotion, ask for a raise. And we're going to teach you how to do that.
Exactly, you guys. So sign up, grab your spot, allearsenglish.com/promotion. I mean, guys, if anything, you get to hang out with Aubrey and I live.
Yes.
And you get to be very motivated by us, because to me, that is one of the biggest advantages of this specific web class is the inspiration, the positivity. I am so excited about this
web class. Yeah, right? For it to be interactive and really motivate you. And you're going to learn great vocabulary that you can use on the IELTS exam.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
Yeah, even if you're not working.
For sure. Exactly. Okay, guys. So let's get to it. Aubrey and I are going to do sample Part 1 answers about home today, which, guys, we know that you have a 50% chance of being asked about your home or your hometown immediately in speaking Part 1, okay?
Yeah.
The first group of questions, guys, is either about work or studies, or it's about your home or hometown. That's it. Those are the two options for the first group of Part 1 questions. So very useful today.
Yes, exactly, right? And these sample answers, like, we're going to give you great strategies for intonation. We're going to focus a little bit on intonation and stress. You need a variety of intonation. Some answers will be more informal and relaxed and natural for part one. And then for part three questions, it's, you know, a little more formal, higher level vocabulary, a little more serious tone. So you need to think about what is your intonation depending on the question.
Yeah, totally, guys. So really pay attention to the variety of the way we deliver words, our pronunciation. When you hear sample answers from us for part one, part two, part three, guys, we deliver this information differently. We sound different, and you must as well. Like Aubrey said, guys, if you want a 7 or higher for pronunciation, you have to exhibit variety and more than that, it's just like natural, right? We do not talk the same about describing our bedroom and then describing, you know, taxes or whatever. Right. Like, we don't sound the same.
No. Exactly.
Okay, it's tax season. It's on my mind. All right, so I'm going to ask you first, Aubrey. Let's talk about your home. Tell me about the kind of accommodation you live in. Hello, awesome IELTS students. If you need English for your profession, tomorrow is your last chance to come to our free live web class, Business English for Your Next Promotion. Sign up now, guys. Spots are almost gone. Grab your spot at allearsenglish.com/promotion.
We live in a house. It's a 5-bedroom house because my husband and I both work from home. So we needed some space. We needed an office for each of us to not be in each other's business. And we have 4 children. So we need a little space for them as well to not be in each other's hair, right? So this house is totally perfect for our family. And the best thing about it is we have this massively gigantic park right behind our house. So we don't even really need a giant backyard because we put a fence in and they can go right out into the park. We don't have to maintain it. And our kids can play soccer out there and basketball. And that's the best thing about this house is that park out there.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh, guys, what a fantastic model answer. I really hope you guys can listen to this episode a few times, okay? And copy how Aubrey talks, right? Mimic that really positive stress and intonation. That you performed that excellently, I must say, Aubrey.
Thank you. The skills of an actor.
So awesome.
But you made
all
a good
right,
point.
You can ask me the next one.
Talk, right? Okay, yes, ready? Does the place you live in have many amenities?
You know, it does. It's funny because I think if you ask this question to someone who lives in a house, they're probably not. But I live in a condominium complex, which means there are amenities provided that I don't have to, like, think about myself, right? So in my condo complex, there are some pretty nice little touches that you wouldn't get if you just lived in a house. For example, we have covered parking underneath, which is great. We also have secure locked extra storage underneath the complex, which is also fantastic. Very convenient because I have a lot of stuff and we just keep adding more as like we get into more sports. And the courtyard of this complex is so nice. And I would say this is an amenity because it makes me feel great when I walk through the complex and I see this beautiful fountain in the middle of the courtyard with huge ferns surrounding it. And there's this big like clock that's meant to look like an antique grandfather clock. And just seeing these little touches, right? It means a lot. And like, these are really the reasons why I bought this condo, because as soon as I entered the courtyard, before I even saw the condo, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. I want to live here.
Nice. Yes, same, right? Such great native intonation, just positive, happy, very different from how you would answer the average part three question, right?
Oh, totally.
And guys, I want to point out, we did a little while ago, IELTS Energy episode 906, we did a whole episode on the words amenities, utilities, and facilities, because students confuse these a lot. So go back and listen to that one. If you heard that question and were like, what are amenities? Or, you know, you weren't exactly sure how you would answer that. That episode gives a lot of good details.
Oh my gosh. Fantastic. Yeah. That's true. That word is tricky, guys. Definitely listen to that episode. Okay. Aubrey, is there anything you would like to change about the place you live in?
Yes. I was just thinking about this the other day because honestly, there's not a lot of diversity where I live. I would love for my children to have more friends who are a little more different from them, both as far as, you know, social class, different races, different backgrounds, different ethnicities. I think there's so much value to having friends that are different from you, who grew up differently from you. When we lived in New York City, we had that and I loved it. There was so much diversity and I think it was so good for helping us have bigger perspectives on the world and being more open-minded and seeing that, you know, there are some aspects of privilege to life that you should be aware of. And we don't have that as much here in Arizona, right where I live in our neighborhood. And I wish my children had that.
Oh my gosh, that was so excellent. Guys, such great vocabulary. I want to highlight an antonym pair, which I think you guys should remember. Remembering opposites, it's a great way to fit more words in our heads, right? To associate pairs of words like this. So the antonyms, right? We have diversity, right? The adjective would be diverse, and the opposite would be homogeneous. Homogeneous means everyone is the same, where diverse is the opposite, right? Lots of different people. Guys, these are very important concepts to think about in your life, but also for IELTS, because these vocabulary words, these ideas that Aubrey just talked about, recognizing your privilege, for example, oh my gosh, guys, these ideas are so impressive and applicable to a variety of topics, right? Describing your city, describing society, describing problems and consequences, education, right? Like this has to do with so many things. Okay, fantastic. Guys, definitely come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 1002. I want to see your answers to these questions, guys. So Aubrey is going to put these questions and one extra one so you can practice speaking part one. So come back to the blog, guys, episode 1002. And don't forget, tomorrow is your last chance to participate live in a free business English web class with me and Aubrey. Sign up, guys. Oh my gosh, there are only a few spots left, okay? allearsenglish.com/promotion.
Yeah, Seven, I will see you there for the pre-party.
Yeah, I love it. I love our pre-parties. We always show up early, guys, and have a little pre-party. It's very fun. Okay, sweet. I'll see you there, Aubrey. Have a good day.
See you there. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.